Well, he said, congratulations again. It's no surprise, but it's good news all the same. He thought of Stuart Wells, tall and athletic. Strapping was the word that came to mind. He was a respiratory therapist. He'd been in love with Rosemary for years now, but she'd made him wait until she finished school. I'm glad for you, Rosemary. He's a good young man, Stuart, and he loves Jack. Does he have a job in Harrisburg?
Not yet. He's looking. His contract here finishes this month.
How's the job market in Harrisburg?
So-so. But I'm not worried. Stuart's very good.
I'm sure he must be.
You're angry.
No, not at all. But your news makes me feel sad. Sad and old.
She laughed. Old as the hills? Now he laughed, too.
Oh, much, much older.
They were silent for a moment. It all just happened, Rosemary said. Everything came together in this last week. I didn't want to mention anything about the job until I was sure. And then once I got the job, Stuart and I decided to get married. I know it must seem sudden.
I like Stuart,
David said.
I'll look forward to congratulating him, too.
She smiled. Actually, I wondered if you'd give me away. He looked at her then, her pale skin, the happiness she could no longer contain shining through her smile.
I'd be honored, he said gravely.
It's going to be here, very small and simple and private, in 2 weeks.
You're not wasting any time.
I don't need to think about it, she said. Everything feels completely right. She glanced at her watch and sighed. I'd better get going. She stood up, brushing off her hands. Come on, Jack.
I'll keep an eye on him if you want while you get dressed.
That would be a lifesaver. Thanks.
Rosemary.
Yes?
You'll send me photos now and then of Jack as he grows up, of you both in your new place?
Sure, of course. She folded her arms and kicked at the edge of the step.
Thanks, he said simply, troubled again by the ways he had managed to miss his own life, absorbed as he'd been by his lenses and his grief.
People imagined he had quit taking pictures because of the dark-haired woman in Pittsburgh and her unflattering review. He'd fallen out of favor, people speculated. He'd become discouraged. No one would believe he had simply ceased caring, but it was true. He hadn't picked up a camera since he went to stand by the confluence of those rivers. He had given it up, art and craft, the intricate and exhausting task of trying to transform the world into something else, to turn the body into the world and the world into the body. Sometimes he came across his photographs in textbooks or hanging on the walls of private offices or homes, and he was startled by their cold beauty, their technical precision, sometimes even by the hungry searching that their emptiness implied.
You can't stop time, he said now. You can't capture light. You can only turn your face up and let it rain down. All the same, Rosemary, I'd like to have some pictures of you and of Jack. They would give me a glimpse anyway. They would give me great pleasure.
I'll send a lot, she promised, touching his shoulder. I'll inundate you.